Blog Talk Radio.
This is Taino Sagrado, a.k.a. Sanacori, straight out of Lenny Lenape land here in Brooklyn, New York. I'd like to thank and honor those ancestors, the Lenny Lenape. We're on Lenape land if you're in New York City, in the five boroughs. I'd like to give a special shout-out once again to the Netherlands, the great nation of Netherlands, also the United Kingdom, also Morocco, Nigeria. These are all the places internationally that tune in every week to Guasabara Taino Radio, Radio Taino Guasabara. Thank you, United States and Canada, Puerto Rico, Borinquen, and Dominican Republic. They've been tuning in as well. I see the statistics every morning. I'd like to thank all of you for tuning in live, in vivo, and those people who download the show in the future, I'd like to thank you as well. Muchas gracias a todos por escuchar Guasabara Taino Radio. Es una guerra sin violencia. This is a non-violent war we're engaging in, Taino Radio. What's it about? It's about stopping the ignorance, okay? The ignorancia, we have to stop it once and for all. And the arrogance that people tell us that we don't exist. We have a right to exist, okay? Tenemos derecho para existir como Taino indígena caribeños. This is what Guasabara Radio is all about. Yesterday, I gave part one of Guasabara training, warriorship training. And I got a great feedback from people who wrote me, hey, if you ever want to email me, tainosagrado@gmail.com, okay? And it's very important that you share your comments with me. And today, check this out. Before the show is over, I want to dedicate, if anyone wants to call in, the phone number to call in is 515-602-9792. Once again, the number is 515-602-9792. If you're online, you can see the number online at blogtalkradio.com, Guasabara 1491. So last night I spoke about, in the last show, part one, of what it is to be a warrior. ¿Qué es guerrero? ¿Cómo uno se puede vivir como un guerrero? And the first thing I mentioned, the phase number one of being a warrior is you have to be a servant. You know, sirviente. You have to have that spirit of service. For who? For the people, for your nation, for your community. And I forgot to mention this. A true warrior is not restricted to his people solely. They also help others outside of the community. For example, the African-American community, Black Lives Matter, the Hispanic, Latino, White American society, the Asian. It does not matter. A warrior truly is a person that is a servant to everyone, to all humanity, to the animals, to the plants, you name it. So part one, also, to be a servant means selfless acts of compassion, okay? just like 9/11, right? The firemen and firewomen went up those stairs while people were running out of the World Trade Center. Those firemen and women did not make, most of them did not make it out. But they had the spirit, a selfless act of compassion. And that's the first phase of being a warrior, un guerrero. You have to have that freedom, that spirit to say, I'm going to serve. And looking at the tradition, the Taino tradition, one of those aspects of being selfless is nutrition. You know, we take care of our guests. And I could actually say this is called hospitality. Majority of people that I know that have been to the Caribbean, they always talk about that, hospitality. Everyone wants to feed me. Todo el mundo me quiere la comida. That is the hospitality. That is from the Taino people, okay? Why? Because Columbus wrote about it. And I mentioned last night, when Pizarro, when all these invaders were going to Mexico, they were going to Peru looking for gold, what did our ancestors do? They gave them cassava bread because they knew that European food was not going to make those long trips to the tropical regions, the forests, the rainforests. So we gave them food. Imagine, we gave the oppressor food because we didn't want them to starve to death. That is the ultimate selfless act. So nutrition is very important. I also mentioned about a true warrior is an educator, you know, especially the youth, the future. The Bejiques, the spiritual leaders of the Yucayeque, or the villages back in the day, They took the child, the young child, who was going to be the future cacique, chief, and they would train them, you know. And this was done in caves. They train them year in, year out. And then when they became men, adults, or women, they were ready to lead the people. So education is absolutely crucial. If you were an artisan, you know, you were trained from childhood. If you work with plants, you would train about the remedies. You know, this is very, very important, education. And then I spoke about part, the third aspect, in phase one, is health and mental health. We have to take care of our bodies. This is why it was so crucial that we had Sancocho always cooking all day, you know. Our ancestors spent 6 to 8 hours in the conucos, in the farms, in the fields. You know, with the yuca, with the batata, the yautia, you know, they were constantly working the land so everyone can eat. So it was all about health. And we know that the yuca is one of the greatest sources of vitamins and minerals, you know. So our ancestors knew this. Mental health, we had ceremonies to help our mental and our spiritual well-being so it can evolve, so it can grow. There's certain rituals and protocols, rites of passages. This is all related to our mental health, you know, and this is also led by the medicine people, the Bejiques as well. And in modern times, you know, these are your social workers, these are your nurses, these are your doctors, you know, very, very important, your counselors, very important. And then the fourth part of phase one is civic duties, not civil, but civic duties. Civil is more when you're in an institution and you get your union and you get your pension after a certain amount of years. That's civil duty, like being a police officer or so on, which is cool, or working for the city or some kind of government structure. But civic duty is serving your community with less pay as possible. It's not about the money, it's about service. So this is like your volunteer sector, you know, los voluntarios, to give, not expecting to receive money-wise. So this is very important. In modern society, we have, like in different towns, like in New York, we have volunteer fire departments. You know, we have volunteer EMS, EMT, also a crucial aspect of society, you know, the emergency service. So phase one of being a warrior, nutrition, education, health, mental health, civic duty, the spirit of civic duty. So tonight I'm going to talk about part two, spirituality. A warrior is a spiritual being. Okay, they are centered in their own spiritual development. They're not perfect. A warrior is not perfect. I mean, he is not perfect. But what they do is they're the first ones to acknowledge, damn, we have to grow. I have to grow. I have to keep learning. They're the first ones to apologize when they did something wrong. Okay? And this is a true warrior. A warrior, when you walk into a room, a true warrior, when he walks into a room and people are gossiping, people stop gossiping because they know that person is not going to tolerate that. You know, that's a true warrior. If people are doping up, drugging up, whatever, when a warrior walks in, everyone chills out, you know. There is a high, and this is part one of the spirituality, is integrity, okay? Integrity. In many traditions, a warrior will come into a room and they will never put their hat on the floor. You know, they will dress cleanly. You know, they will, you know, gentlemen or a lady, they show respect to the host, the hostess. You know, they will bring a gift to the party or to a gathering. This is a true warrior, okay? And if you need help, the warrior is there to help. So this spirituality is rooted in integrity. A warrior is a person of integrity, self-integrity, and the integrity of others. I'll give you an example. The other day I was reading in the newspaper about in the Upper West Side in New York City. It's a very affluent neighborhood. Hey, people work hard. You know, there's lawyers, there's doctors, there's nurses in this community, in the Upper West Side, teachers. You know, I'm not condemning them for their hard work. I'm a social worker myself. And I know the sacrifice it takes to be a professional, but it's not private land. It's a community within New York City. It's a neighborhood. It's not private land. So during the COVID-19, the mayor had to prevent the outbreaks in the shelters. So they took the people out of the shelters and they put them into hotels throughout the city. Since the hotel industry was pretty much shot, you know, a lot of these hotels, especially the affluent, rich hotels, you know, they took these city contracts. And I believe they're getting paid like over $200 a night for a homeless person to sleep in the hotel. So because we're not all perfect and because we all, most of us suffer from diseases or illnesses, both health or mental health, you know, many of the homeless people in the Upper West Side that came to these shelters, came to these hotels, you know, are aimless, you know, hanging out on the streets because they're not allowed in the shelter so they can stop preventing the COVID-19 from spreading. So they're mostly in the streets since they don't have their own home, where are they going to go? And many of them are addicted to drugs and bingo. You have drug use in the streets. There's even talk of sexual predators or sexual offenders on the streets as well. So now there's this huge exodus of people leaving the Upper West Side. So I think it's very important to understand that a warrior looks at the human person as a person, not as a drug addict, not as someone below them, but actually someone they can serve, going back to phase one. So phase two is rooted in spirituality, espiritualidad, you know, and that's what you call integrity. Now, in the spirituality phase two or part two, after integrity, there's a personal commitment towards personal growth, okay? Personal growth, which equals spirituality, okay? So the warrior is always constantly trying to improve herself or himself at a personal level. So the warriors are not afraid to go to school. The warriors are not afraid to ask for help. The warriors are not afraid to volunteer, to learn more. Or if they're professionals, they'll do pro bono work. They won't charge money. A certain percentage of their clients is free. because it's all about personal growth. What can I receive and what can I give? So phase two of being a warrior is personal growth, okay? There's integrity, there's personal growth. And the third part, or the third aspect of warriorship under spirituality is communal expression, okay? So the warrior is not afraid of being connected to the community, okay? So this is where the warrior will go out and look where can he or she offer their services, okay? So a lot of people volunteer in parks. A lot of people volunteer in hospitals and so on. And or they go to the churches. They go to the spiritual communities to help people in their faith and so on. And many of these warriors are Christians, Muslims, you know, whatever religion, santeros, espiritita, doesn't matter. But somehow there's a communal aspect to being a warrior. You're not isolated. You're not a monk. You're actually going out there to the world and you're trying to help people, okay? You're trying to find your spot in the community, communally, okay? So just to share now, just to review, part two or phase two of warriorship is spirituality, and that's broken up so far in three parts in spirituality. One is integrity. The warrior is a person of integrity. Also, dedicated to personal growth, okay? Constantly on the go to learn, okay? And also, three, communal expression, comunidad. They're always out there trying to be communal. How can I offer my services, you know? What can I do? All this knowledge that I have, what can I do to share it, to help the community? At this time, I want to take a pause, and since we're talking about spirituality, one of my teachers back in the day was Edwin Cedeño, the late Edwin Cedeño. He was a great percussionist. He was a great teacher. I have no rights to this song, but I was his student, and I sing this song often. I've sung it on YouTube and so on, and it's called I Am the Medicine Man, okay? Or you can slash it, Medicine Woman as well. So it's from his album, Taino. And, you know, you can still find it. Sometimes I hear you can find it on Amazon. But I like to, you know, in memory of Edwin Cedeño, who's not with us anymore, I like to play his song. It's called I Am the Medicine Man. And he really put a lot of research into this, into the words. It's in Taino. And also he mixed it with his own instruments, the mayahuacan, the wood drum, the rattles, the shells, and you'll hear it. So take a deep breath. If you're in the future downloading the show, it'd be cool if you rewind it a couple of times. But just listen to this. This is an amazing song. It's called I Am the Medicine Man, Woman by Edwin Cedeño from the CD called Taino. Oh, can you believe it? I'm having some issues here, but I'll be back. Hold on. Yeah, there's some problems with this. Yep. The browser, there's some problems. Oh, this is terrible. This is out of control. This has happened to me before. But what I want to do is just bear with me a little bit. I'm in the control here, the control center. I'm trying to you know, I really need a super studio with a DJ and everything. Edwin, if you're out there listening from the spirit world, I'm trying my best to play this song, but it's just not working. So this is what I want to do. I want to sing it. How about that? I want to sing it. He taught me. I want to sing it. So let's go for it. This is called I Am the Medicine Man, Woman. Takagwa, Navodiagwa, Wikina, Yaya, Dakagua, Naboriagua, Wakokio, Wakasike, Dakagua, Yuka, Yeke, Bohike, Wakokio, Wakia, Wahoheri, Wamekina, Yaya, Wakia, Wahoheri, Wamekina, Yaya. Dakagua, Naboriagua, Minikina, Yaya. Daka kwa naboria kwa wakokio kwa kasike. Daka kwa yuka yeke bohike kwa kokio. Wakia wakoheri wamekina yaya. Wakia wakoheri wamekina yaya.
Yeah.
Edwin Cedeno, the late Edwin Cedeno. He pulled through. I called upon him, and he came through. Thank you, Edwin, for helping us out here. And this is an amazing song, okay? And, yes, you guessed it. The warrior way, warriorship, it's about spirituality. It's part of the nature of a warrior, both personal growth, communal expression, okay, integrity. And this is the fourth part, the fourth aspect of being a warrior is the spirit of openness. We're not afraid to commune with, say, Christians, Muslims, Jewish, or whatever religion is out there. We're not afraid to show who we are and walk into different areas, different realms, okay? But always our center is Mother Earth, okay? We are rooted. We embrace our Earth as Mother, okay? In the Caribbean indigenous community, we have much influences from the Spanish, that is the Christian religion, like the Roman Catholicism, Pentecostalism. And then we have the African, in which Santeria or Espiritismo came about, okay, or the Voodoo. And then we have the indigenous, okay? Because the onslaught, because of the destruction was so powerful, the people that survived, the Indios that survived, our ancestors, our relatives, so why we're here now. You know, they escaped to those mountains. You know, they hid. They learned to be secretive, to guard these traditions. If not, they would get killed. Remember, the Spanish had weapons. They had dogs. Okay, the horse. Okay, so thank God that true warriors in society for the past 500 years have been leading the way. And a lot of these warriors have been quiet. These are the abuelitas, okay, who kept the remedies, the plant remedies, alive and well. Those are the abuelitas that chewed that tobacco because they knew it was medicinal. And how about the abuelos also working the conucos, okay, with the abuelas? You know, these are all traditions. These are all warriors. You know, the people that worked the sugar cane, when they were forced to work the sugar cane to create fire water, you know, or rum. These are the warriors. Because of them, I'm here talking. So a warrior is a spiritual person. They're a person of integrity. They're dedicated to their personal growth as an individual. Also, their personal growth in community. They express themselves in community. Also, the spirit of openness. They're not afraid to go out of the community and serve others of other cultures. Okay? And they are rooted in the land. And it's not just dirt. This land is our mother, the earth. So this is what we protect. So I'd like to thank all of you for tuning in. It was real and important. This is part one, part two. We just finished part two, and I'll be coming back tomorrow on part three of warriorship, okay? Very, very important. Check out my website, tainospidey.webs.com, for more information. If you're interested in helping out the Guasaura Taino Radio College Fund, just let me know. Write me at tainosagrado@gmail.com. So I want to end the show with my daughter, Anani Ramos. It's the theme song of this show, and I want to play it again, okay? This is Guasabra Taino Radio signing off with the theme song by Anani Ramos.